It was August 18th, 2018. Typical day for me. I was actually in Virginia and I got a call from my son's grandmother, my son Jakari Darius Wright. His grandmother calls me and states, Randell shot Jakari dead. This was here in Milwaukee. My son had friends with him and I heard that his father, I guess, had an issue with that. But all I know is that I guess he had an argument with my son and he pulled out the gun. He ended up shooting my son as he was walking away and he ended up, after getting shot, he told his friends that were downstairs to leave. So they ran out and my son made it to the front door outside the door way where the next door neighbors came out and there were two sisters and tried to hold the blood from seeping on my son's head. They were trying to help him. From what I heard, Randell tried to state, okay, it's time to take him to the hospital. Randell didn't call the cops, nor did he call the ambulance. I can't ask why. I have not even asked why. The why is not even a factor in my eyes. It's more like, how could you? My son had an unconditional love for this man that he did not know intimately, personally. You know, my son was out of that man's life when he was 1.5. That's the most that man has been a part of my son's life up until when I put him into his own apartment 19. He turned 20. Randell called my son Jakari, asked for his help. He wanted him to move in with him to help him with his bills. But my son was looking for that bond with his father. He was excited to move in with his dad to help him so that he could learn a little more about his dad and still share a love that he thought that he was going to get back. He just pleaded guilty. He's out on bail. First time in Wisconsin history, from what I've been told, that a judge granted a property for bail on this type of charge. A bullet to the back of the head, there's no accident there. You actually going to leave the room to the next room to go get a gun is premeditated. Forgiveness is yet to come. But I can say one thing though, I have yet to be angry. Anger has not touched my heart nor my soul. Look at these kids from Parkland. They excite me because they are our future. They are our future. The one thing that we need to emphasize in change is removing military-style weapons in our society. I would say, lawmakers, it's time for you to understand exactly what your oath is and who you are accountable to, because at the end of the day, we the people are the ones you answer to. And we the people over, I believe is 80 to 90% now, want common sense gun laws. So it's time for you guys to stop putting NRA's money in your pockets to keep you relevant and get back to your constitutional duties. To all survivors and all citizens alike, it's our time. 2019, this is our time to set the agenda. We need to come together. If we want to stop gun violence, we can stop gun violence. When I lost my son, yes, it's tragic. It's heartbreaking. It leaves you with a sense of emptiness. It leaves a part of you feeling like you are literally dead. But I cannot and I will not let this tragedy define me. I will not let it break me or bring me down. I know for a fact my son would not want me to be broken. What I need to look at is turning this tragedy into something positive to make sure that I continue the spirit of my son's life. Celebrating it every day with a good deed, with a civic duty. So love keeps me going. The love of people, the respect of life keeps me going.